SBS عربي 24.
One of the producers, Mohammed Saq, had contacted me, actually I think almost a year to the date ago, and said that they had this film that they were working on that they were very near to finishing, and they had a very tight completion schedule, and they couldn't figure out what to do with the music, and said, you know, asked me if I would be interested in working on it. And I said, yeah, I think, you know, how much time do we have? He said, we have 4 weeks. And I said, ooh, that's tough, but, you know, what's the film about? They said, well, let me put you in touch with the director. His name was Aboubakr Shaoui.
No.
And so then me and Aboubakr, we had a conversation, and I said, well, what's the film about? And he said, well, it's about a leper and an orphan boy and a donkey who go on a road trip in Egypt. And I said, what, really? That's what, is it set in biblical times? He said, no, 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 it's set in this current day. I said, yeah. There's still leprosy? That's strange. That people deal with in this day and age?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes. And I said, well, it's a fantastic, you know, plot line or log line. So I said, yeah, love to watch the film. So they sent me a copy of the film, no music.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and as you know, it's just a fantastic film. It's a beautiful work of art, you know, and it's something that's rare to see, a movie that's you know, constructed or executed so impeccably from beginning to end. Everything about it was fantastic. I mean, and as I don't know if you know this, but there were very few professional actors in the movie.
Absolutely, that's
all
another thing.
Actors that they, it's yeah. amazing, you know. And
it's what made it so real, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's very it's very difficult to pull that off and have it be convincing.
Absolutely.
You know, where you don't watch it and think, oh, well, these are people acting, you know. And mm-hmm. this film didn't have that at all. It's just you felt like you were there, immersed in it, and that it was completely real.
Absolutely.
And so that's what, you know, as soon as I watched the movie, I said, okay, yeah, yeah, sign me up. I'm in. You know, it's just a fantastic film, and I wanted to be a part of it.
What inspired the music? I mean, it was a road trip in Upper Egypt, rough landscapes at times, but other times we were near the Nile, and it was beautiful scenery. So what really inspired the score of the movie?
Well, there were a couple things. So in film and television, there's this thing called temp music, which is temporary music. And so mm-hmm. typically whenever they're editing a film, they'll put in this music just to kind of be a placeholder for whatever the final score will be. And so in this film, there was virtually no temp except for a couple little moments in the film where there was this one piece of music that they had just used and they really liked. And so for me, that was kind of a starting point as far as like aesthetics. Like I know that they kind of like where that's going. But to try to create an original score out of that was a challenge. So and you know, really the big thing that I can't stress enough is that there was such a crunch for time
yeah.
that it was just stuff I work on. There's a healthy amount of time, and you can kind of experiment and really think about things and just, you know, kind of really try to wrap your head around it. For something like this film, there was just no time. So it was like, okay, the next day I've got to get started, and I'm just going to try it out. I know that they like this piece of music, so let's try to, you know, what are the things about this that I like to think work?
Mm-hmm.
There's this instrument that was in that piece of music I was telling you about, called the Kemenche, which is like it's like in the Middle East it would be kind of like the Rababa, which is like a violin almost that you play like standing up.
Yeah.
So they had this instrument in there, and it was this Azerbaijani musician, and I liked it a lot, and I thought, well, you know, what if we can find, you know, somebody that plays, you know, this instrument in Los Angeles. So I looked, couldn't find anybody. But then I started looking on the internet, and lo and behold, I found that guy who was in that piece of music. Back to the director and the producers, and I said, hey, what do you think about we get that guy who played on that piece of music that you love so much? And they said, well, that'd be amazing. I said, yeah, well, I found him. And, you know, he doesn't live in Azerbaijan. He lives in San Francisco, which is, you know, it's an hour flight from L.A.
Oh, wow.
So it was like the stars aligned. So once I had him on board,
yeah.
then it was really just kind of experimenting and just trying to figure out what would work. And so the first week of you know, this process was essentially just spent on just trying out ideas and seeing what would work. And it really wasn't until like the end of the week that I'm like, okay, I finally figured it out. And, you know, we were all happy. It was a handful of woodwinds, some brass, yeah. and the Kemenche, and then the percussion. So, you know, the protagonist, Bache, he works in like a garbage dump, right?
Yeah, of course.
He goes through and finds stuff and they recycle it. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be an interesting idea if all the percussion, or most of the percussion in the film, is actually garbage? So, like, if you hear percussion in the score, It's like Coke cans that are hit with drumsticks.
Absolutely.
Empty water bottles and stuff like that. That with the Comanche and then, you know, more, I guess, traditional instruments like your woodwinds and your brass, it's kind of what ended up being the score. But it wasn't something that, from the beginning, like, it made itself clear, like, this is what the score is going to be. It was really kind of just kind of slowly, like, coming out, trying to figure out what the score was. And then, you know, after a week or two, you're like, okay, now I know what the score is. And then it became a little bit easier, you know. So some projects are easy that you can... Mm-hmm. They make themselves really clear what the score needs to be, and some of them you kind of have to work at, and then, you know, you get to this point and, you know, it's kind of revealed itself. You're like, okay, now I understand what the music is going to sound like or what it's going to be aesthetically.
Well, do you have any favorite parts? I know, like, you created the music for the whole movie, but do you have any favorite parts where you just felt, oh, I just hit it right on the head there? Because for me, as just part of the audience, when I was watching the movie yesterday, towards the very end, when things changed for Piché, I don't want to give the movie away, but when things started changing, to me, my heart melted in that last piece of music. I just could not take it anymore, and tears were flowing down my face. For you, was there any moments where you thought the music tells the story right there? How, you know, it's just, you just need to look at him and listen to the music.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. So you're talking about the last piece of music in the film, which we won't give away, obviously.
No.
That's definitely one of my favorite pieces of music, which was incidentally, like, the kind of getting off topic, but not too far off topic.
Yep.
So whenever I started working on the film, I said, okay, I'm going to start with the very last piece of music in the film, that thing you're talking about. I said,
really?
If I can conquer that, well, but there's a story, though. I said, if I can conquer that piece of music, then I'll just go back to the beginning, and then I'll go chronologically through the film, and you know, that'll be the smartest way to do it. Just as far as, like, time management and trying to, you know, stay on schedule.
Yeah.
So I started with that piece of music, and it just did not work out. So what you hear in the film is not the thing that I came up with.
Oh!
It was a failure. Like, I thought if I can get that piece of music, then it'll be easy. And it was the exact opposite. Like, that was the hardest piece of music to come up with. And you had to go, funny, it's, like, very much in parallel with the film. It's like, you had to go through the whole film and completely comprehend it and digest it before getting to that last piece of music. So that piece that you hear in the film is actually the last piece of music I wrote, because I couldn't get it in the beginning. So it definitely has, like, a great place in my heart, and I love it. It just has to work for it, you know. I love my favorite piece of music in the film are probably, like, the road sequences, like the theme that you hear, like, at the very beginning of the film, and then you hear it, I think, I don't know, 3-4 times when Piché and Obama, the kid.
I want to ask you today, what does it mean to be, you know, nominated for the Asia-Pacific Screen Awards, especially for this film? This film is being so successful. People are loving it. People are talking about it. It's creating a storm in the Middle East. It's tackling things that we need to see on the screen. So to be nominated for this particular film, like, what does it mean for you, Omar?
I mean, it's a tremendous feeling, and I would be completely lying if I said that I expected anything. I've learned now, like, being in scoring film and TV for the last, I don't know, 15 years or so, that you can expect nothing. There's no there's no rhyme or reason. It's kind of chaos, you know. So this film, I mean, I knew it was this amazing film, but there's no way anybody, no, I don't think even the director, producer, nobody could have predicted that this film would have gone so far, that it would have premiered at Cannes, and that it would have been, you know, this film, I think, like, you know, in 10, 20 years, it'll be looked at as this film that kind of changed the landscape a little bit of Middle Eastern film. And it's I just feel humbled to be, to have been a part of it. And I just, I'm along for the ride. I can't, it's just incomprehensible how well the film has and how big its wings are, you know. It continues to fly.
استمعوا لمزيد من القصص باللغة العربية عبر زيارة موقعنا sbs.com.au/arabic.